What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Flagrant 2. No Easy Buckets. Analysis by assholes. Water cooler commentary for your sports needs. I'm Andrew Schultz. I'm here with Akash Singh. We're also here with Alex Media. Kaz is searching for white women on the West Coast. Okay? He's taking his travels down to California. He started up in Seattle. He felt like he needed a little bit more vitamin D in his females and a few less. A little less white. It was too white for him up there. But he is not with us today, unfortunately. Okay, so this Flagrant 2 episode, it might go off the rails.
Yeah, you're right.
It might go off the
rails like ODB's night with the Instagram models. It might go off the rails.
Wait, did we not talk about that? No, we did.
We did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. ODB. Okay, so here's the thing. We got to start the show off by saying happy birthday to Alex.
Yo.
Alex just celebrated one of his birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it was. Well, how old are you?
31.
You're 31? You just celebrated his 31st birthday. Akash, you didn't come.
Kaz didn't come.
Because you're bad people. But he invited, no comments on that? Okay.
I mean, listen, I'll take it.
He invited us to go to Show Nightclub in New York City.
Right.
Right? I walked up. All of my guy code fame is gone. I walked up. I was trying to like let her know. I was like, "Hey, can I get in?" She's like, "No, I can't really do anything." And I was like, "All right, pro tip, right? So check it."
Today I felt the exact same way. I saw this like high school Puerto Rican kid.
Never buzzed my head.
I'm telling you, bro. I saw this like high school Puerto Rican kid, and we made eye contact. Yeah. And before. If someone noticed me, it used to be this weird thing where I'd be like, does he recognize me or does he want to fight me?
Yeah, yeah.
And this time I realized I was just staring at him and he was like, yo, who the fuck is this dude? Yeah. And why he keep looking at me? Like, he had no clue who I was.
Yo, fame is weird, right? Because it goes from people staring at you when you're not famous, people stare at you because they want to fight. And then when you're famous, they stare at you because they want a picture. And then it goes right back to fighting. And,
yeah.
But anyway, so this chick didn't let me in. She's like, it's going to be $60 to get in. Now, I like Alex.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't go then.
I don't know if I like you $60 worth
well, you
to
did.
Get into a
You're a good
club.
Man and you spent that money.
Well, here's what happened. I white privileged my way in. So
I
did is I walked and it's I should mention, this is a hood club, right? By hood, I mean black. Dominican, Puerto Rican, but not very many white people. Not a lot of khakis at Show Nightclub. Okay. So I decide, okay, you know what? Fuck it. It's Alex's B-Day. I got to go. He does so much free stuff for us for the show, man. It's amazing. So I go, I'm going in. Now I get in, right? And I see guys are getting patted down. They're getting stopped. There's a place where you got to pay, all this kind of shit. It is serious. There's a wand for weapons and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? I'm white. Let me tell you, when I strutted through that shit, I said, excuse me to the bouncer. And he moved out the way. Right? The bouncer looked at me and he was just like, probably works here. Or he's a policeman
so
or something like that. I walked right through. I go into the club, right? The first thing I hear when I walk into the club is the DJ stops the music and goes, if you got a family member in prison, put your hands in the air. I'm out of here. I'm going to say hi to Alex and I'm getting the fuck out of here. I don't need to be here right now. I'm not part of this point in my life. It's absolutely absurd. I go there. We can't even order more bottles. This is how hood this shit got. The waitress wouldn't even accept credit cards for the bottles. She was that sure of credit card fraud. She was that sure that the people in this club were going to commit credit card fraud. That they weren't. Were they not, Alex? They weren't accepting.
They wouldn't.
They refused to accept anything. I pull out my credit card. The shit gets swiped. I'm just saying. You know, the white man came in and got shit done in Show Nightclub.
Oh my
okay?
God.
I put it. The waitresses in this nightclub, beautiful girls. But I have to say, it's one time in my life where I felt very empathetic. You know, I'm hard on these hoes in 2018, but not this hard. I mean, bro, it was hilarious. Guys who had tables would be like, to the waitresses, they'd be like, Ma, come here, Ma. Hey, Ma, come here, Ma.
So funny.
Ma, come here. And then when they come over, I would hear them, right? And they'd be like, you all I'm saying is, what's up after this? Yo, let's after this, come on. Let me take you out. They'd be like, yo, let me take you out to Chinese food or some shit like that. I'm going to take you out to something, get some spring rolls, and we go back to my house. And the girls would be like, no, I can't do that. Please take your hands off of me. And then they do it back. Well, fuck you then, bitch. Bring me more cranberry juice then. Bring me one of them carafes of cranberry juice then, bitch. Stupid ass bitch. Let me get some soda water, some Red Bulls too, bitch. Yo. The fuck?
Yo, I'm telling you, man, I want to do a bit about this, but when when they put out that fake catcalling video back in the day, the shit was 100% fake, but I was like, this is what white women think is catcalling?
So
hello? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Nobody's even grabbing your bicep.
If you don't, if you don't,
and holding you in place.
I'm not saying catcalling don't exist. I'm just saying that's high. Yeah. It's not catcalling.
Damn, boo. That's easy. Come to the nightclub, dude. There were. It was like.
Hey, what up, Ma? Is the start of a catcall.
Oh yeah, that's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, that's the introduction.
That's this part of the lawnmower. The lawnmower ain't cutting the grass.
Ain't no grass got chopped yet.
Exactly.
Yo, Reggie Conquest, comedian from Philly, actually a bunch of Philly dudes.
Yeah.
They were catcalling the funniest fucking way. Every time girls walked by, they would stop the conversation, like move everybody aside. They're like, hold on, let this queen through.
Yeah.
And then one girl walked by and the Reggie Conquest goes, all right, hold up. Let me get my catcall warmed up. Hey, yeah. That shit was so funny, man, seeing him warm up his catcall.
See, that's fun. That's fun. Like, girls actually get into that if you're meta about it.
If you're clever.
If you're making fun of catcalling. Sometimes there's a way to hit on a girl through making fun of catcalling.
No, for sure.
Like what he was doing, right? Yeah. Instead of going, hey, yo, he's going, hey, yo.
No, it was definitely catcalling. It was because I saw the rest of them. It was catcalling.
Sure,
but
sure.
I really think clever catcalling is funny. Oh. Marie Foster, another comedian, has a joke about how she's a black girl, beautiful girl, but someone called her Mocahontas. That shit is so good.
That's fire. That's
she got like the big bouncy hair. That's so good.
I just say, yo, you on birth control? That's my line. That's my cat calling line. Son, that shit works every time. They at least stop. They'll be like, what? 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 They're just confused. They're like, wait, what? What'd you say? I'll be like, yo, you want birth control? If they're like, no, I'll be like, all right, all right, all right. Keep going, keep going. Close for a business. But if they are on birth control, that's what's up then. Anyway, after the club, I went home and got my butt ate.
How was that? Finally?
That shit
you
was,
took the plunge?
My man took the plunge. You get fingered, son. That's
no, I
different.
Don't get fingered.
You get fingered.
No,
you did
I don't.
Tell us you like to have your rim played with.
No, I said only tongue. There's never any
that's
finger
a, you said, yo, I like to get fingered by
I don't see how one is less.
No,
I don't see how one is manlier than the other. I don't.
Son, I'm not going to lie. When she was tickling my rim with her whatever, I was like, yo, you need to penetrate this.
I don't know about that.
Son, I'm not lying, bro. When I was getting my butt ate, so I was like, you better stick that tongue deeper. Son, no. I was like, you too shallow. That's what I said. No, get to know me.
Firm up that tongue. Put an
real
ice cube on it.
Yeah. I was like, what's up? What's all this? What's all this cat licking? What's all this? La, 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 la. We painting? What's this wax on, wax off? Nah, turn the brush around.
Oh, my God.
So, real talk, I'm at the crib.
Oh, my God.
At the crib. Got the call. You know what I mean? Got the call.
It was an ass-eating call or it was a booty call?
Nah,
booty
it was just a little booty. It was just a little booty call situation. But I got the call and I was getting the top and the top was so on point.
The laugh Alex just gave was the laugh of recognition. And like they just bonded in a way I will never understand.
You go understand. Let me tell you, a lot of people after this podcast go understand it.
Okay,
listen, all I know is I'm getting ahead, right? And in my mind I'm like, yo, I'm on my butt eight. Right? In my mind, I'm thinking that, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you could do it, Andrew. And I'm getting my head like this. You could do it, Andrew. And I just said, fuck it. I just lift my leg up in the air, son. Not both legs, just one.
I didn't go full backflip.
Did you use the heel to push her face?
Nah, I did that. That's a different part. But, yo, I put one leg up, and she dove. She dove for it, bro. Literally dove.
Bitch, you had the hot route.
So she did. Audible, 32.
Omaha.
32. She Omaha'd that shit, son. She went down there for some steak. All I'm saying is I put that shit up and she went down there and bro, oh my God. Right after she left, I went on Amazon, ordered wet wipes. I was like, this is part of my diet from now on. This is part of the thing. Hey, if any girls marry me, you're going to spend the rest of my life with me. Guess what you're going to spend the rest of your life doing?
Preach.
Fine dining.
Fine.
It's really not fine dining. That shit is...
Bro.
Fucking taco.
Taco meat.
Taco casa or whatever the not Taco Bell shit is.
I don't know what the fuck it is. But all I'm trying to say
you
is.
You showered first though, right?
So I showered earlier in that night, but then we were at the club dancing.
You don't give a fuck. He's I was not in the dugout.
Yo, but I'm gonna keep it.
My man don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck, one. I don't wipe my butt very well, two.
And he shits like five times a day.
Hella. Oh, so my butt has always got a shit either just finished or coming. Like, I was scared she was going to go too far and she was going to meet the next one. You know what I mean? Like, yo, real talk. Like, don't, if you lick my butt, don't be too into my butthole, bro, because the shit, it could get real for the both of us. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened and I became a man. All I'm saying is, anybody listen right now.
You're on your spirit quest.
Son, I did. I felt like Native American. Yo, I already know my animal, bro. I already know what kind
of is it?
I don't know, one of these gets a buddy. I don't know which one. A dog.
Yeah. They just be sniffing.
No, but isn't that funny? Like, we were like, ew, how do dogs sniff each other's ass? And then you get your ass ate. You're like, oh, I get dogs. Yeah. I understand.
Dogs is pussy about it. Oh, really, dogs they only don't go eat that ass? Way. Nah, man, they just sniff.
I guess they do just sniff. You're right. Look, all I'm saying is it was phenomenal.
Fuck.
You're not going to get your ass ate?
Nah, man, I don't have any plans to. Listen.
But after the review I just gave you, you're with a girl that loves you.
Yo.
You don't love me if you're not willing to eat my butt.
Sometimes you look up a restaurant
yeah.
and the Yelp reviews are phenomenal and you're just like, look, it looks great. I just don't know if I'm ever going to get there. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to take that trip.
Sometimes you do take that trip.
Sometimes
you do because you don't need to go anywhere. Sometimes you just seamless.
Sometimes it's getting delivered.
Yeah. Sometimes you're going to postmate that. You know what I mean? Because you got it right there. She right there. And I know you're like, this is going to be the mother of my kids. Yeah, but she also going to eat butt. I got it going through it right now.
Oh like, how no, am I was actually thinking how funny that would be to tell your kids.
Yo.
Like when they try to get like disrespectful. You see this woman over here? You see this woman that you love more than anything in the world? She licks my ass. So you think I'm going to take out the trash or you're going to take out the trash?
No, or even better, like when they start talking back to your wife. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to talk back to the woman that eats my butt? Wait, hold up. Get your ass over here so I can spank it. Okay? You think you're going to talk back to your mom when she up all night eating my butt? Not in my house. Not in my house, they're not gonna happen.
Oh,
and your girl just looking at you like, thank you for defending me. Guess whose butt getting ate that night? Yo, that's a fine delicacy, son. But, hey, bro.
Told you, bro.
Hey, bro.
I told you, bro.
Hey, you wanna know some weird shit?
I've never been happier. Kaz is
son,
in here.
Son, we wanna know some wild shit? We were 69ing after she ate my butt, and I looked at her butt and I was like, I ain't eating her butt. I was like, bitch, you gotta be crazy if you think I'll eat your butt. Eating your butt? I'm out here. What I look like being out here eating butt? Oh, gosh. I got what I look like just eating ass. Yo, y'all are crazy if you think Chelsea is gonna be out here eating ass. What is wrong with y'all, son? Her butt was right here. I was like, ew.
Oh my God. Yo.
I was like, what kind of animal would I be? And I took my heel, I put that shit on top of her head. I was like, time for you to eat some butt. We ain't getting no sponsors. We ain't getting no sponsors. We ain't getting no sponsors. Hey.
Oh,
it's all good, though? It's all good. It's just us. It's the asshole army, yo. That's what we just here together. We in this together.
I was actually thinking about this. Maybe on the elevator up here.
Okay.
I was like, yo, every fucking sponsorship deal we've had has been on the goal line and then falling apart. Mm-hmm. And I haven't made money in months, you know, and it's getting stressful, but that's allowed this to be so much better.
Oh, it's the best.
I mean, we don't have to give a fuck. What we need y'all to do, asshole army, is keep getting the word out there. Because when we get enough of y'all to say this is the truth,
it's undeniable.
Then they're just going to throw money at and say, do whatever you do. We've seen it work.
Exactly. It's
we're undeniable. Doing well, but we could use a little more help to get us to that undeniable level.
Yo, and get your butt ate.
And that 10 minutes would not have happened if we had a sponsor.
That's
right
facts.
There.
That's facts.
They'd have been like, well, I mean, you know, we have to worry about.
You know what we do? We'll get sponsors. We're just going to ruin them. That's going to be the fun part of Flagrant 2 is how long will the sponsors stay around?
Oh, they're going to fire us immediately.
Oh, I know, but we'll get like 2 or 3 weeks out. You know what I mean? And then it gets wild and we'll lose it. But it'll be a fun game between the asshole army and ourselves.
No, we've gotten very close and every time something falls apart and it's always some bullshit, but I think the reality is they listen to it. And particularly the parts when Kaz isn't here, and they're like, this is too much. This is too far gone.
Shout out to you, Kaz.
Man, Kaz keeps us in business. Kaz gets us in the door with the sponsors. Andrew and I get him out.
There we go. I don't know if these motherfuckers ever listen to shit. What about you, man? Anything going on this week?
Man, I ain't do shit. I've been trying to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Stand up or what?
Stand up. We got this show, the American Born Desi Comedians, and Caroline's talking to Alex about trying to film it in a particular way, sell it in a particular way, wrote a script.
Ooh,
you and that bitch.
Okay.
Get ready. I'll send you a copy. I got some notes this weekend on it. Gonna keep working on that.
Yeah. The shit that we spoke about?
Yeah, maybe.
Remember?
A while ago we spoke about it.
No, it was on the phone.
No, this is a different promo thing. No, I wrote that, but this is a different thing.
Yeah, what'd your guys think of that?
They liked it. We wrote up a script yesterday. We're trying to. That's something we want to have Alex film. But
that should be funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Nothing else interesting.
Nah, not much worth talking about, man. Nice. I didn't get my ass ate. And if I did,
you wouldn't say shit.
Wouldn't say shit.
So that means you could have been getting.
I could have been getting my ass. I never have.
He's
I'll say
OG.
That.
Wow. He's OG out here.
Wow. Akash really out here getting his ass ate in secret, son.
Since 2001.
God damn, boy.
I know, man.
I never knew. Damn. Okay, fine. Let's get into it. You want to talk about some sports? A lot of flagrancy out there this week.
There was. Do we want to talk about the NCAA tournament?
Son, why every game is tied?
Because they're not good.
Ugh.
They can't hold the lead because they're not good. And it makes for exciting basketball. But I wish we would all acknowledge they're not good enough to keep a lead. That's why every game ends up being close.
Yo, maybe we should just make NBA players go to school. Maybe it's going to school.
They do what?
Maybe they're just tired.
Who?
The players. And that's why they can't keep a lead.
Of course. Fine.
Okay, so when we make NBA players go to... It'd be great if every NBA game ended with last second shot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just closer games. Fuck the blowouts. Blowouts are awful.
Yeah, but the best players... The NBA is all the best players from college. The rest of them are playing on fucking UVA. You know what I mean? The one guy who was going to go pro got hurt. And then they lost to a 16 team.
Oh, their guy was hurt?
Yeah, their best player got hurt, but they got fucking drilled.
Yeah, by a trash team. By the Retrievers or something like that. Whatever. I mean, I have no interest in the NCAA tournament. I really don't.
I really feel like I missed some good games, to be honest, and I wish I'd watched
them. No, you know what I realized? If you take away the numbers, like the seeding, nobody cares. We watch it because we love underdogs. We see 15 against 2, and the game is close, and I don't even know the names of the fucking teams. It's mad initials and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck is UMBC, whatever? I have no clue, but I'm going, oh, shit, 15 is about to beat 2? I'll watch this shit.
16 beat 1, never happened.
16 beat 1.
You're very
right.
It's
all Rocky
shit.
Here's
what I'll
say. It's just Rocky. That's all it is. We want to see the underdog, David versus Goliath, and then once they get down to the Sweet 16 or whatever, Elite 8.
Then I'm invested enough and have watched the whole tournament, so the seeding gets me in the door.
Yeah.
And then by the time it gets to like next week, I'll start to realize who the good teams
if
are.
If they took away that seating, nobody would give a fuck.
You're absolutely right.
Nobody would care.
And I'm going to tell you what.
And that's why nobody cared. Not to hit you, but like that's why there's less interest in like the college playoff because it's only 4 teams.
Oh, but see, here's why I like the college playoff.
No, the college playoff is good. Playoff. It's good. I'm just saying it would be wild. Also, there's just more talent in college. A 16 could never beat a 1, or very rarely would beat a 1. It's not like that would happen every single year in college. a 16 beating a 1.
You're talking about college football?
Football, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you see those. You see the D2 teams that happen every once in a while. This is the first time this ever happened.
D2 is trash.
Here's what I like about the regular season of college football.
Imagine
really
getting
does
CTE
matter.
For Division 2.
I mean, isn't that something?
Dude, they shouldn't even. It should be illegal. It should be Division 1 or nothing.
Why? Division 2 is just flag football?
Why? Why would you do it? Why would you risk hurting yourself so much? It's like the reason I stopped rollerblading, besides it was gay. Like, I literally asked myself, I was like, do I want to get more concussions? Do I want to break bones to not be a professional?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the point?
Make $100 a week.
To make $100 a week.
Yeah. Here's what I was going to say. I need to get this point out. College regular season basketball is the biggest waste of everyone's fucking time on earth.
It should just be the tournament.
You should literally play 8 games and hop into a tournament. The 8 games are really just for seeds 9 through 15. The first 8, we already know, you're getting in, who gives a fuck? The idea that SportsCenter dedicates a single goddamn minute to college regular season, no. I don't need to see it.
Interesting.
They're letting in 64 teams. Well, I remember one guy saying to me, he played D3 college ball, so I guess he thought he gave a fuck. Or thought he mattered. He was like, college regular season is the best basketball because that's the only sport where every regular season game truly matters. 3 regular season games truly matter. Everything else is bullshit. You could be a 64 fucking teams make this thing. You know how you're the 64th seed? You know how shitty you are?
Now, it has nothing to do with division?
Yeah, they got their conference tournaments, but nobody gives a fuck if you're a real like powerhouse.
But is it like linked by conference?
They got you got your conferences, and you play your in-conference games and out-of-conference games.
Right. So is it 1 through 16 per conference?
No, they divide it north, south, east, west into regions.
Oh.
And I don't know how the regions work. To be honest, I don't understand seeding because there will be a team that's like on the bubble, and we don't know if they're getting in, and then they're a 9 seed, and that makes no fucking sense to me.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Who cares, man? I don't really care that much. I don't ever watch it.
The seeding system of college basketball. Is what happens when you let white people work with numbers. Just makes no sense. They're just throwing them out everywhere. I don't know. I'm tired. Let's just go home. That's what it is.
Yeah. I like the teams earning it. Like, I like the idea that like you can be in a shitty division, but if you win your division, then you get to be part of it. I like merit. Look, I don't care. I don't even want to waste any more time talking unless you got some more hot takes on
No
hot takes whatsoever.
Nah.
Okay, can we talk about Glenn Big Baby Davis trying to be a drug lord?
Did you hear about that? Yeah, shit is so funny.
Okay, so he's arrested with, I don't know how much, we don't
like
care about stats.
Like 168 grams?
So with like 168 grams of, is that a lot or a little?
I don't think it's a lot. I never smoke. That's not a lot.
Alex, you probably used to sell drugs. Is that a lot or a little?
It's a good amount.
Okay, so here's my question. How fucking stupid do you have to be to go to jail for selling a drug that's legal?
I mean, it's unbelievable. And then this guy, this is the video he posted, or the clip he posted, said, guys, don't believe everything you hear.
Yeah.
Why do you have drug dealer money when you're telling us you're innocent?
Yeah.
He said, I'll have my day in court. Yeah. Has anybody ever looked less like an NBA player and more like a drug dealer?
He's just eating chicken.
Eating fried chicken.
On a plane.
Will have my day in court. They just mad because black man get that money, man. Trying to keep a black man down, man. Hey, man, shut up, Rollo, man. All the people, man, getting money, man. Must be legal, man. A lot of jump shots. A whole lot of jump shots.
If it's a whole lot of jump shots, does the NBA pay in cash that you got a briefcase full of 20s?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's guilty, but I'm saying he don't look innocent in that video.
Right.
Have your fucking stock investor next to you, and that's what you say. Hey, this is the guy who's making all his money legally for me.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck, I don't know what the hell's going on. I wanted to talk about him because an NBA player is arrested with drugs, but, he just seems like he wants attention. Dude, all these Celtics are a bunch of fucking crying baby mamas.
Oh, it starts at Doc.
Maybe it is Doc, but, like, there's this beef with like Rondo and Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Did you put that in the list to talk about today? Let me tell you something. Rondo, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce, shut your fucking crying mouths, okay? You're a bunch of baby mama, jealous ex-girlfriends that see Ray Allen got a new boyfriend or a new husband that's doing better than you. He went and he got his fucking rings in Miami. He had some success. And you're stuck losing in Boston. You know, playing for some freckled-faced racists, and you're pissed off. And you're pissed off about it, and they're still fucking pissed off about it. Get over it. You're an adult. You all have families. You have kids.
You shouldn't be that invested in some pseudo friendship. They're not even real friends. You're on the same team for 2 years. You're a man. A man doesn't become best friends with another man for 2 years. It takes time and investment in a relationship for that.
I want to agree with you, but I do love
KG.
Such a
sassy. KG's the softest of them all. Anthony Peeler exposed his ass. Anthony Peeler chucked it up real quick and fucking elbowed him in a game, and KG didn't do shit. KG. I think KG's all bark, no bite.
KG's all bark, but I still love him.
Fair enough. You can love him, but I'm just saying all three of them are still crying about Ray Allen leaving.
Here's what he's
fucking crying about. Man up.
I think
you got a championship.
I think him and Rondo never liked each other.
Good.
I wouldn't like Rondo either.
Nobody likes Rondo's, him.
Yeah, exactly. He's not a likable guy. From what it seems like.
You know how unlikable you got to be a pass first point guard and your teammates still hate you?
That's pretty crazy.
Like, you undeniably make everybody on your team better.
Yeah,
and they still
really
fucking hate
that's
you.
That's a great point.
I get IT being hated. Because all he does is chuck and takes horrible shots, sometimes making them. Rondo is making you $5 more million a year off of his play, and you still hate him.
And he's a great defender.
Phenomenal, great defender. Doesn't really seem to yell at teammates or anything.
Makes
everybody's job easier. There's something happening in that locker room. I don't know what it is. And I like Rondo as a player. I love him. I'm a big Rondo supporter.
He's my favorite point guard until he went to the Mavericks and just was...
And then he's just a pain in the ass to deal with.
Everybody hated him so much, they make a certain amount of money for making the playoffs. The team voted not to give him that share of money.
Oh, because
they hated him. He got benched for the whole... Like, he got, like, deactivated or whatever. Didn't play the end of the season.
Yeah.
And they were just like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
The whole team.
Yeah.
Everyone voted, do not give him any money.
Look, I don't know. I just think it's some real soft-ass shit, the three of them. They go on NBA TV or these, like, NBA shows, and they're like, sullen when they're talking about it. Paul Pierce got his glasses on like he's at a funeral. You guys won a championship together.
Yeah.
He went to a better team. You guys didn't have the opportunity to go to a better team because you can't shoot three-pointers as well as he could. It's simple as that. It's just personnel matchup. He won some more rings.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
What's the big
deal? You're not wrong.
Well, I don't even understand why they're so upset. Do they have a fucking pact? Were they blood brothers? Did you all put a little drip of blood in a little piece of paper and whatever that is? I don't know. You know? Do you know what that shit is in all those fucking like Goonies movies, where the kids connect? I just don't understand the attitude behind it.
I kind of find a part of it refreshing, which is like, this is that old school thing that we all said, like, oh, everybody just follows the money. These motherfuckers. And I find Paul Pierce annoying in a lot of ways and Rondo annoying in a lot of ways. And that's why but I just kind of like, they're like, nah, man.
Women,
we win together, we lose together.
Women scorned. That's what they're acting like.
Yeah, and the thing that makes it tough
scorned
to back up KG is that he left Minnesota. So you can't get mad at somebody leaving when you left.
Exactly. You already did that. You left Minnesota to chase a championship, and you got a championship.
He was in a hopeless situation in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But Ray Allen wasn't going to win another championship with y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Look, Japan forgave America, and we dropped nuclear weapons on them.
Yeah.
You can't forgive this guy for just going to Miami? You're telling me in January and February in Boston, when it's fucking raining every day and these pale, red-headed girls are coming up to you at the bar afterward. Hey, Kevin. Hi. Hey, we love you. We love the Celtics. Hi. Hey, do you want to go back to our house? Want to come back? Come back with us to our house? We'll go down south to our house.
Terrible accent. Holy fuck.
You're saying... You can't understand a man wanting to go down to Miami?
To play with LeBron, who's universally pretty well liked.
Look, all I'm saying is it makes perfect sense. Get over it. You take a fucking couple of years and then you get over it. The fact
so
that he's still got...
What was Rondo
Ray
upset
Allen's
about?
Putting out a book.
Yeah.
And he's just shitty. He goes, oh, he must have financial troubles or something like that if he's putting out
well,
a book
Well, he mentioned
now.
Rondo. He said the exact details I wish I'd written fully out, but I think it was... Yeah. Ray Allen said there was a trade on the table, Chris Paul for Rajon Rondo. And then Doc Rivers said, no, don't do it, because he was friends with Monty Williams and I guess didn't want to give him Rondo or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I'll take this guy. And then Rondo took offense to that. Which I guess I don't know why that's... Also, if that's true, Doc Rivers cost them a second championship. The problem against the Lakers, Rondo played his ass off in that second championship against the Lakers, but the problem is that Rondo couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
They just played off him by like 9 feet. And he had some great fucking games, but that was... Game seven, that's what killed you.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, you couldn't sag off him like that.
It's true.
And you wouldn't have been as good at defense, but I guarantee
Chris Paul's a great defender.
I guarantee you he'd have been good enough. I think Rondo's just longer, so he'd have been better.
Sure, but he's, I mean, you're not losing anything. No, Chris Paul's a great defender. Chris Paul's a better point guard than Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
We know that. You know, a better teammate than Rajon Rondo as well. That's not a question, and it's cool, Doc's loyalty, but like, that's another thing. It's just like, get over it. Just get over it. We're men.
I don't like Doc.
We don't, that's fair, and if you want to blame on Doc, I'll listen to that too. All I'm saying is, we are men. Men do not harbor these resentments. Grown men, especially millionaires, you're multi-millionaires.
Yeah.
If you're the guy who got fucked over by Zuckerberg for Facebook, right? Maybe I understand a grudge. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, not maybe. I understand that.
I understand a little bit of a grudge, right? This is your idea, and now he owns, he's one of the most powerful humans in the entire world. Mm-hmm. You got fucked out of that. That's fine. Ray didn't make any more money. Ray didn't lose. You didn't lose any money.
He might have gone for the minimum.
He might have made less fucking money to go to Miami. So it's like, let's be honest here. You're not missing out on anything. You're purely emotional. Why are you so emotional? You guys are supposed to be alpha male athletes.
Also, to your point, the whole reason they came together was to sacrifice some ego and get a ring. And then he did that again.
Got the ring.
He just sacrificed more ego to get another ring.
Yeah.
So it's just like
he's keeping it consistent.
He kept the same energy.
He kept the same energy. You got to applaud. Why didn't you guys leave? Keep the same energy. Be a hoe to the ring. And who doesn't want to spend the last years of your 30-year-old dick in Miami? I don't want to. If I'm 30 and I'm only going to be fucking 20-year-old club rats, maybe for another 5 years. I'm not going to be doing that in my 40s if I'm Ray Allen. Definitely. You're gonna be banging chicks in a club in Boston where they're Catholics.
Ray Allen is so old, he got catfished.
He got catfished!
My man is done with the club.
No, you gotta go to the club because you know it's the source.
You gotta be to get catfished in 2018.
Poor guy don't understand his social media.
Yeah, you know what I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
All I'm saying is think about it. You could be hooking up with chicks in Boston who are all Catholics who they're not on birth control. They're at church every Sunday. They're having fucking 17 kids. Or you could be down in Miami, a bunch of Cubans that are doing abortions with fucking voodoo, right? This is the life that he left Boston for. They're just poking dolls in the stomach with pins to get rid of the girls that he nutted in. It's mind-boggling that they can't understand the decision.
There's a part of me that likes it. There's a part of me that likes the pettiness of it, but I don't fault Ray Allen at all.
I'm with you on that. It's fun. Petty is fun, but for this long, though. Petty is fun initially.
Well, I also just like that they're just so like, nah, man, this was us. But I get it. You're not wrong at all. I'm the one that's wrong, but I kind of still like it.
Fine. I allow you liking it.
Thank you,
just
Doug.
Fucking infuriates me, man. I don't even know.
NBA players we don't like.
Okay, who?
Isaiah Thomas.
Okay,
is he on that list?
I love him. I hate him, but I love him. No, I don't hate him at all. I love him.
His game?
I love watching his game. It's just so fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's just so peculiar. He's so different. Though I think he's getting a lot of calls he shouldn't get, but that's fine. But here's the thing with IT. He's throwing, and this is something very important that we should all look at right here. He's the perfect example of what a bad attitude will do in your career.
Yeah.
He, I think two games in to his Lakers stint, gets in an altercation on the bench, him and Randall.
Yeah.
Right? They're pushing and shoving, that kind of shit, yelling at each other, etc. Now, this has been IT's thing no matter what team he's on.
Austin, somehow you didn't hear about it.
You didn't hear
about
it.
Not saying it didn't exist.
But it existed, but you didn't hear about it.
You have that on sources?
I have that on sources, and it's kudos to the organization.
Yeah.
You know, the organization's good. They probably – but what the organization did is they didn't keep him – they didn't keep the lid on him. They kept the lid on his teammates.
Mm.
And when he was there, he didn't really have any teammates with ego.
Right.
Everybody on Boston was bums pretty much.
I mean, he was the go-to guy in the fourth. Yeah.
I mean, who else was there?
Yeah.
Right? Was Jay Crowder going to talk up?
Yeah.
You have a bunch of guys that are barely in the league.
Yeah.
Right? There's one guy, what's it called? Al Horford, right?
Yeah.
Who's the only guy who can talk up.
Yeah, my man is quiet, though.
Yeah, he's, you know, whatever. I don't even know. Does he speak
years
English?
Of being beaten into submission by a Dominican woman.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you think the Dominican women beat the men? I think you might have that backwards.
Just angry. Like, all right, man, do whatever you want. I'm tired of fighting.
Anyway, so we have a situation where two games in, he's already a problem. He's clearly a cancer on a team. This is a guy who's going to get $200 million.
Yeah, he really was.
I don't see him getting more than a three-year deal worth tops $15 million a year.
Yeah.
He lost $155 million off of a bad attitude. Think about not off of play. He's putting
you
up numbers.
You think he was getting a $170 million contract?
I think he was getting $200.
Okay, that's
I think he was getting
two, that's $185 million. But I get what you're saying.
I thought full 5 years, $30 million.
Oh, you're saying 3 years, $15 a year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I don't think he's getting 3 years for $45. I don't think so.
Not even that?
I'd be surprised if he got 3 for $28. I'd be surprised at
so
3 for $28.
That's what the fucking white guys get. That's what the Spanish guy.
But you know the white guys? You know the white guys always have great attitudes.
Because they have to. It's like a
the
fat girl.
The only way you hang out. Yeah. The only way you hang around.
White NBA players are fat chicks.
Yeah.
They're fat ugly girls.
Yeah.
They're funny. They're charismatic. They got good jokes, stories. Yeah. Oh, no. I'll get the bags, guys. Hey, you go in.
Yeah.
You go into the hotel.
Yeah. I'll set a great pick.
Exactly. They're there. They're rooting them on. They got towels for everybody. You're like, is he part of the team even? Look. Point is,
and also keep this in mind, they're not throwing around money like over the last couple years. Salary cap is coming down. All these teams are fucking stupid. None of these guys can help themselves.
Why is the cap coming down?
I think the revenue wasn't what they expected it to be or something
TV
like that.
Deals, yeah.
But the salary cap is coming down, and teams are fucked from when the money went up, and no one knows how to handle money except three or four teams.
Right.
And so they're all strapped for cash. So IT bet on himself, not only in the wrong year, but, like, you really played yourself in that year, within that year.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. I'm thinking about why is it? Why does he keep doing this? What is this? I think that in order to be a 5 foot, whatever he is, 5'9"?
Listed at 5'9".
5'9". I'll give him 5'9". He's probably less than that. In order to be 5'9" and make it into the NBA, you have to be that stubborn.
I thought about that.
I'm telling you, because think about it. Everyone in your life is telling you you're not going to make it into the NBA. You have to develop such a strong constitution of saying, fuck everybody, fuck what the world says, fuck what's going on, fuck everybody who's ever coached me and told me I couldn't do it, in order to have the drive to put that work in, to be not only in the league, but elite at one point in the league.
As a dude who's 5'7",
yeah.
There is a degree of, like, the Napoleon complex comes from a place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your whole life, people are shitting on you. People are making fun of you because you're small, people, whatever.
Right.
So you have to develop certain reactionary whatever. Chris Paul kind of has.
Sure.
Chris Paul has it, but I think Chris Paul manages it much better than IT.
Sure.
Teammates don't love Chris Paul, but they don't hate Chris Paul.
Sure.
Chris Paul hasn't ever played himself out of money.
That's true. That's
so
true.
It's on, at a certain point, it's on IT to be like. Yeah.
They respect him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teammates don't respect IT.
No. And just yelling at him like that, just like, all right, man, you just got here.
Because every guy in the league thinks they can get buckets.
That's true.
Everyone in the league is like, yo, if I put up 20 shots, I could score 20 points.
And you know what? They've all been that guy. They've all been the fucking man most of their life.
Their whole life. And they still believe they can do it. Everybody on that team believes that they had the touches, they could do it. So seeing him put up 20 ain't a big deal. He's like, yeah, if I could just chuck every time.
Here's what's also crazy about IT. Here's the rule. When you're hanging out with a group of guys, like, if I brought in a friend to hang out with Alex and Kaz and you, that friend understands you shut the fuck up at first.
Yeah.
You don't say much.
Yeah, he doesn't get that.
Then, as you get comfortable, you say more and more and more, and then you become better and better friends as it goes, and you speak more and more. IT just shows up running his fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Just showed up to Cleveland. Oh, Kevin Love's having panic attacks? What a pussy. You don't got no rent. You got nothing to stand on.
Yeah.
You the new kid.
Yeah.
You the new kid. We're taking in like a fucking shelter dog.
I hope somebody's videotaping him when he receives his offer next year from the team. Because he will know what a panic attack is when he gets fucking $9 million a year is what you said? You think?
I think, yeah, I'd be shocked. If he got $30 million for 3 years, I'd be like, yo, good for IT. I just don't, because I think Rajon got like 1 year of $9 million for the Kings.
Bad attitude.
Bad attitude. Now, his was worse. Again, so the Mavs kept him out of the playoff money, benched him for the rest of the year, deactivated him, whatever.
Yep, yep, yep.
This ain't that bad, but
Bad attitude, bro.
Do you want him for 3 years?
Bad attitude, and he doesn't help you win. Rajon will help you win. That's undeniable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and if he didn't get injured when the Bulls were playing Boston last year's playoffs, I think the Bulls make it to at least the second round.
Yeah.
Now, so, but we know for a fact that IT is not going to help you win.
Yeah.
Because he's only done it on one team.
Yeah.
And that team is still winning without him.
The team is better without him.
Better without him.
Now they got a better they version. Upgraded.
But still.
But they also didn't do great in the playoffs.
Right.
They struggled against the Bulls. Yeah, it took a Rondo injury really for them to win.
Yeah.
They had to go 7 with the Wizards.
Yeah.
And then they got beat by the matter of fact, the 2 games they won, he was hurt.
Be a pleasure to work with.
Yo, it's real simple.
It is a simple. I think you see this in tons of business books, tons of self-help books, all this type of shit.
Yeah.
Be a pleasure to work with. People want to work with people that they like. You know what I mean? And let this be a lesson to all you hoes. Okay? All you single girls out there, be a pleasure to be with. Amen. No, for real. Be a pleasure to be with. I think it's part of it. You know, if you wonder why you're maybe not in a relationship, maybe it's hard to be with you.
Oh, 100%. At a certain point, guy or girl, if you're still single, it's your fault.
Yo, facts. I'm single. I'm aware of this.
Yo. Ain't nobody blaming that on the girls.
It's not hard. You know what I mean? That's what it is. But ladies, if you want to get chose, you better be eating some butt. That's on the table
with
now.
With pleasure.
Yo.
Don't be giving him no attitude about it.
Don't be doing that. Is there cilantro in this? Don't do that shit. I want to hear no ingredient talk. Don't be talking about no ingredients. I don't like that. Nah. Get in there.
And don't hold it over his head afterward. But I ate your butt.
No. You ate it for you. Do you know what I mean? There's one thing I won't allow. Don't be spreading my cheeks when you do that shit. That shit's too vulnerable. You can eat it, but it's got to be eaten in the position it's in. Don't be pulling
them open.
Son, I mean, I you know, you can't get the hot dog in the bun without separating the cheeks a little bit. You know what I mean? I might pull a little side, you know.
Oh, man.
But when you pull a leg up, it already opens it up a little bit.
You got good hip flexibility, too, so you can just kind of just wrap them up and just...
Oh, facts. Son.
Put it on top of her head, direct it.
Oh, I go straight meditation. You know what I mean? I go straight meditation.
That lotus, that full lotus?
I hit that full lotus. Sometimes I hit a half lotus. But, bro, it's in the diet from now on. I'm telling you, I'm about this. Yo, Alex.
Is so hype about this.
I told you.
My bad, son. Yo, I fucked up, son. I fucked up. Who would have thought all it took was a little Ciroc blue dot to get me?
This is after Alex's birthday party.
Son,
that's your birthday gift, Alex. By the way, guys, we need to give Alex a birthday gift. And you know what it is, right? Dick pics. Alex, how many dick pics you get last week?
I'm up to like 70.
He has to go 70 private.
70 is so fucking pathetic,
he
guys.
He has to go private, yo.
70 is so fucking pathetic. Thousands of dick pics.
Get them out there.
Yeah,
get
it's his birthday, work. Man. Give him a gift, for Christ's sakes.
Can I shout out one flagrant female?
Oh gosh.
No. This is not one I'm playing.
Fucking Alex with these girls.
She just like is a huge fan of the show. Mm-hmm. She like listens.
Is this the Indian girl that you tried to fuck that you edited out of the last podcast? That's what got bleeped, and this motherfucker don't tell us. He bleeps it out. I give you knowledge to fuck an Indian girl, which I don't even like doing.
So let's.
Shut up. And then you shut up. And then you bleep it out without telling us?
All right, let Alex get his little shot. What the fuck is that, son?
This was the craziest one I got.
That's two dicks, son.
My man is a hero. He's
double dick pic? Yo, you know what the weirdest thing about this whole picture is? This pubic hair. It's not even the two 8-inch soft dicks.
No.
You got two 8-inch soft dicks that are next to each other on the same human being, but... Which is weird.
I don't keep looking at it.
Say what? I can't stop.
But that shit, the hair look like the Pringles guy's hair.
Yo, you know it does like, look like the Pringles
logo.
Yeah, that shit is.
They got the same hair.
So what's
works
going
on?
Yo?
Chrysler assembly line and listens to us all day.
Yo, and she got kids, and she got pictures of her kids, and then a picture of his dicks over here.
Well, I put that.
Oh, you put well. That's great.
But don't put her profile up. This girl got kids. You know what I mean? Oh, she out here sending dick pics, eating dudes' butts.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, now I feel uncomfortable looking at that shit, son. That shit got my face like that. Cringing, bro. Oh, that was frightening. You think that's real? That guy really has two dicks?
I just convinced myself it wasn't. The only way I can live with it.
Yo, you heard about the Nike dude going down?
No, tell me about this.
So there's a guy, I think his name is Trevor Edwards, this dude who's the second in command at Nike, and they were kind of priming him to be first in command, I believe. And
what's
the
number one's name? Reggie?
Fuck if I know.
All right, man.
Parker? That is? All right. Parker? But, two Nike execs have resigned now amidst, wow, Trevor Edwards and VP Jamie Martin resigned on Thursday, the same day that Nike sent a company-wide email to employees addressing workplace conditions and how
the Me Too.
Oh, it is. The Me Too got Nike, son. The Me Too got Nike,
listen,
bro.
Listen, man. Yeah. Here's what annoys me about this. Yeah. We know for a fact these motherfuckers, and I'm gonna keep buying, but we know for a fact these motherfuckers make their shoes in sweatshops.
Yep.
But women in America getting harassed, talked to, whatever, that's what you gotta resign over? Like, this is the stand you take?
Allegedly, by the way.
I mean, it probably happened, but they for sure make the shoes in sweatshops.
No, no, no.
You gotta take a moral stand.
I know. I'm not saying it didn't happen. What I'm saying is, like, it's not like there was a court case.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like there's a court case, and then I guess the point is, here's the thing. These guys have access to the best Nikes in the world, right? Like, they have access to, like, the off-whites,
all
that shit. And the biggest issue I have with this is you're sending a message that no matter how hot your sneakers are, girls won't give you pussy sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, let's keep it real. You know what I mean? Like, how am I supposed to wait online for 2 days for some new off-whites from your boy Virgil if I'm going to get Me Too'd by hitting on a girl if I got them on? If the sneakers aren't doing what they're supposed to do, which is guaranteed pussy, you're kind of hurting the brand. This looks bad for the brand.
This is brand dilution.
This is brand dilution. You know what I mean? It's brand. We got to ask these hoes, what sneakers are they fucking for? Are you fucking for some Yeezys? Because apparently it ain't for Nike, yo. Apparently it ain't for Nike.
I need to know what they did. And if it's just fucking talking,
bro,
this is exhausting.
Let me ask you this question. This is a serious question. And this is to all these girls out there. I just want to let you know why we fuck Instagram models. Not Akash, obviously. He's a committed relationship with a girl he loves. But this is why we fuck Instagram models. Because we've set up a dynamic where the intelligent, talented, driven, beautiful girls that we have a career in common with, we're not allowed to hit on. You're surprised that I'm hitting on a girl I work with? Why wouldn't? She's brilliant. I see it every day. She's driven. I see it every day. She has things in common with me. You're literally surrounding me with potential wives, and I can't make them my wife. So I gotta fuck this girl, this fit tea salesman. I gotta fuck this girl who's selling teeth whitening that I don't even like, that I don't even have shit in common with, because it's literally becoming illegal to try to sleep with somebody with me. I'm not saying we should harass women.
I'm not saying it's not uncomfortable. I'm not saying women should have to put up with all the hitting on in the world, but we should really just figure out what's actually appropriate and what's actually not. And
exactly. That's the point.
The inconsistency of the outrage. I need to speak on
this. Okay, go.
Because I know this isn't a new point, but I've been saying it for years. I got to keep hammering it home. The inconsistency of the outrage of the general public drives me fucking crazy. That these are shoes that are made in a sweatshop, but now you take a moral stand over the way he speaks to a woman. I'm not saying that's okay, but I'm saying making shoes in sweatshops, definitively worse. You tweeting your outrage on a phone made in a sweatshop is so fucking hypocritical, I cannot understand it. It drives me crazy.
Yep.
How stupid you all sound.
Yeah. No, it's true. It is very hypocritical.
I mean, I just...
Look. I'm not saying that women shouldn't get sexually harassed, but I think there has to be some leeway for at least hitting on you. Or so here's the question: is there no hitting on a girl at all during work?
I don't think any of us know, because I think you're right. There
we
should
literally
be something.
Don't know.
Don't be inappropriate. I kind of feel the same way about catcalls.
What is
hey,
inappropriate?
Yo, ma, let's fuck. That's like,
what's inappropriate?
Bro, that's disrespectful.
What's inappropriate?
That's what I'm saying. That's what we don't
Every
know.
Every gay guy I've ever worked with has said some inappropriate shit to me.
I had a gay guy, Trader Joe's employee, try to fuck me in the store.
Son.
What? He's just hitting on me. I mean, whatever.
Yo, I was like, yo.
My man was hitting on me mad aggressively, son, just staring at me everywhere. And I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? But I had a feeling. I was like, this New York, I think if I complain, they're just going to be like, yeah, well, we'll ask him not to.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, what you going to do? My motherfucker just staring at me across
the aisle. Ask him if you could cut that line. So that line is dumb long sometimes.
No, man, it was like stalking. Like,
he was just following you?
Yeah.
You need some help?
Yeah, that kind of shit.
So I got, there's a gay dude that works at my, this coffee shop right down a block from my house.
Right.
This motherfucker is so inappropriate with me, son. It's to the point where it's like, I feel weird going in. He's like this Perez Hilton before Perez Hilton got skinny body motherfucker, like real soft and like doughy.
Yeah.
And I walked in, he's like a caricature of a gay dude. I don't even believe he's gay. And like, I walked in, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And he goes, he goes, I'm good. How are you? I'm like, I'm good.
You sound like one of these hoes right now. That doesn't mean he's hitting on you. He just asked how you were. He asked you a question.
Yeah, but it's like, and he's like, what can I get you? Like, just fucking like, just, nah, you could ask something in a way that's like insinuating some other shit.
Oh, can you? Oh, can you?
Absolutely.
But you'll be hard on hoes in 2018.
Absolutely.
But tone matters to you when somebody's hitting on you. But if a guy just asks a girl a question and makes her feel uncomfortable, that's not appropriate.
Keep that same energy,
fam.
Wait, keep that same.
You guys, the gay guy didn't say anything overtly inappropriate.
Okay.
Right? He said, how are you? Very simple question.
I don't think a boss should be able to walk up to his female employee and be like, can I have these papers on my desk?
Fair. So if a girl says the way he asked made me uncomfortable, you're going to believe her? You're going to say it's acceptable?
Absolutely.
If you are, cool.
Absolutely. Look very closely at what I'm saying here. I think a guy at work or a girl at work should be able to ask an employee that they work with and go, hey, would you like to get drinks sometime? I'd like to take you out on a date.
That should be okay.
Right? If she says no, you have to respect that no.
Back the fuck up.
What I don't think is an employee or a boss or whatever should be speaking like they're in a fucking porno movie to another employee at any point in time. Like, yeah. Alex, can you meet me to set up the cameras today for the show? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Why are you speaking to me weird? The dude, like, first of all, speed up your fucking speech. Like, why you gotta take so long in between all the words? Can I have a coffee? What size coffee do you want? Medium, motherfucker, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Medium coffee, son. Leave me some room for milk. Oh, you don't want me to put the milk in your coffee? No! It's weird. It's uncomfortable and weird. Well,
that's a lot of what the Me Too movement is. And it does have that place. I get it. I just think this is the thing the guy's got to resign over. This is what he loses his job over.
Well, we don't know what he lost his job over. All I'm saying is we got to... That's another thing with this Me Too shit. Ladies, y'all about to Me Too yourselves into not getting hired. At what point do you just... If you're running a business and you got a bunch of dudes that you know are savages, at what point do you be like, I can't hire women, yo?
Well, then the point is you bring on the best person. And if the dude is inappropriate, you fire the dude.
But what if that dude makes you want money? And
what if
the dude makes you money and the girl refills the water bottles?
And that's where you have an issue. Is, well, ideally, you
have
a diverse workforce of the best people. Ideally. Now, do I think you should hire someone just because they fill a quota? No. I, as a minority, fucking hate that.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take your check, but I don't want to be a part of your fucking inclusion writer.
Yeah.
That's not, I'm dope. That's why I get the job.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that to me.
Yeah.
Don't pander to me. Don't do none of that.
Someone's going to need to fill the refrigerator with water.
Yeah. And it could be whoever's the best at filling the refrigerator with water. I just think the ideal, and I don't know if this is going to happen in reality, the ideal is you hire the best people, and that happens to be a diverse workforce. Because the best people are going to come from every gender, from every race, from every sexual orientation, etc.
But it's not going to be even.
No, that's where I have a problem with it. When you try to make it even, make it fill percentages, no, you're just
okay.
Hurting capitalism.
So let's say, for example, it's in finance, right? Which is 90% male, 95% male, right? You have an office.
Yeah.
It's 95% male, and those are going to be the best people that get there, and then 5% are going to be female, right? Which is in the office of 100 people, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 10 people,
yeah,
right? Half of the employees are going to, one half of an employee is going to be a woman. So 20 people, there's one woman, right? If I'm the boss, I'm going, okay, if I hire this chick, potentially one of these fucking scumbags that's on coke all day because he's selling stocks and he needs to be hype. He needs to be up at 4 a.m. so he can look in the markets. I know one of them is going to say some inappropriate ass shit to this girl. She's going to sue not only the dude, I'm going to have to fire him, who's a good earner for me, and she's going to sue the company, and I'm going to get millions in a settlement. I can't hire. And I'm not saying that it should be that. What I'm saying is that's a decision that will happen. So I'm very concerned with the movement because I'm concerned it's going to limit – I'm concerned it's going to limit opportunity for chicks. When a girl is getting harassed, when she's getting assaulted or any of these crazy like Weinstein type shit, you'll just bury that motherfucker. That's fine. What I'm saying is if a guy says something slightly inappropriate at the office, hey, your hair looks nice today, or nice heels, Jennifer, or something like that. You got to chalk that
up. I don't think that's slightly inappropriate. And if he says, hey, your hair looks nice today, then you sit down. You should also, can we talk to people anymore? Can you give someone a talking
You're
to?
You're not even allowed to get
Hey, this is your warning. Yeah. You fuck up again, guy or girl. Yeah. You fuck up again. You are out.
Yo, son, one of my boys had the best argument for the, you know, Billy Bush.
Let me ask
guy.
You real quick about this point. Continue this point. If that gay coffee shop dude, if the boss saw it one time and right there was like, you're fired, would you be cool with that? Or you'd be like, yo, don't fire the
guy. I wouldn't ask him to be fired.
Exactly. Just talk to him.
I'd defend
him. Same way Tom Brady did with that guy who's
exactly
making
what I was thinking. Yeah.
Nah, just talk to this man. Give him a second chance. Don't fire nobody.
What I basically say, and here's the thing, I don't want to make it weird with him. It's just a weird conversation to be like, yo, can you not talk to me like that? I'll just go to another place to get coffee. Their coffee isn't that good, but I'm going to another place to get coffee.
Yeah.
Right? But again, I'm not an employee of that business, right? I'm a patron.
Right.
So it's different. But I was thinking about this. My boy had a great point about the Billy Bush, you know, Billy Bush and it was the Trump the pussy shit, right? Why are we not looking at Billy Bush as a victim of sexual harassment? Right? Everybody makes Billy Bush the asshole. Why didn't you say something? You're an asshole. Why didn't you speak up? You were basically co-signing it. Was he? Billy Bush starts working for NBC Universal.
Point.
Trump at that point in time had the biggest show on NBC.
Right.
He is the don of NBC and everybody's kissing his ass. Essentially, he's Billy Bush's boss. If Billy Bush talks back to Trump, Trump, who loves firing people, talks to NBC and goes, Billy Bush out of here. Why is Billy Bush this villain when these girls are victims? Billy Bush is the first Me Too. He started Me Too.
Yeah.
Did he not? What is he supposed to say? I grab girls by the pussy. If your boss says I grab girls by the pussy to you, you're going to be like, that's what's up. Hey, that's what's up. Lefty or righty? You know what I mean? You're going to all I'm saying is we got to keep the same energy, and we did not keep it at all with Billy Bush.
No, and you know why we didn't?
Why?
White male whose last name is Bush. That's it. That's all we need to know.
Imagine your last name was Bush and you didn't have the money of the Bush family.
Yo.
That is horrible.
Yo.
You're not even Anheuser.
I just assumed he was part of the Bush family.
not even.
See, that's just some shit we all assumed. So everybody said, fuck him. Same reason Jeb lost. We just can't have another Bush. All right,
Jeb
you didn't get another Bush.
Trump alpha mailed that motherfucker.
Trump did.
Trump said, hey, Jeb, notice how you're further and further to the left? Next debate, you won't even be on the stage. And then next debate, he wasn't on the stage.
I mean, it's really impressive the way he's campaigning.
It's because most of these politicians are cucks. Like, think about Jeb. Jeb, in a lot of ways, is like Hillary. Everything was handed to him. He didn't have to fight for anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Bill had to fight.
Yeah.
Bill had to fight tooth and nail.
Yeah.
Damn near had to meet too Hillary. Hillary, he asked Hillary 3 times to marry him. Bill asked Hillary 3 times. She said no. He kept going. No, kept going. That motherfucker know how to earn.
Who the fuck would ask Hillary 3 times?
Son, she had some sweater puppies back in the day, man. Son, she had some. They were yep. Bro, if you look at old Hillary, bro, those puppies were out there.
Right on the heels of, we shouldn't talk to women inappropriately.
Son, she's not here. If she wasn't here, I wouldn't call them sweater puppies. I'd be like, yo, you got some nice juggernauts. Juggernauts are sitting pretty in that pantsuit.
We get to bury this episode.
Damn, where's Kaz?
Son, where's Kaz?
Telling you.
Going too far. You should just call Kaz and hang up. What do you think about Ty Lue getting out of here?
Ty Lue dying or what?
Apparently, he caught yelled at LeBron in public.
I don't know if you're familiar with this disease.
Oh, fuck.
But yelled at LeBron in public. Some of the symptoms are you don't get to coach anymore for the team. You take a little leave of absence.
Killed you just like he killed David Blatt?
Yo, facts. You think he's done?
It's a fatal. Nah, I don't know. I don't know what's actually happening. Did he yell at LeBron in public and then suddenly?
There's a. That's him. I'm diagnosed with what? Talking back. What's talking back?
Oh man.
Nah, for real. He might be out, man. I think LeBron should do it on his own.
He does.
Yeah, but he should officially call himself player coach. Why not call yourself player coach? And what if you win this year? And it's very possible because the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm sorry, the Golden State Warriors keep having injuries. Clay broke his thumb. Curry keeps rolling his ankle. The only person that's been healthy the whole year is KD. So injuries keep popping up, and I wouldn't be surprised come playoffs when everybody's going hard, we get another ankle roll. Clay could re-injure his finger. Something else could happen, and that team is depleted enough that LeBron could carry you to another
fucking game. You're making two assumptions that I don't know that we can keep making.
Okay. Go, talk.
One, the Rockets wouldn't beat an injured Warriors team.
Woo, hot take, you're right.
And I don't know if they're going to lose to a healthy Warriors team.
You might be right.
We've been dismissing this whole time. We might need to take that back.
You might be right.
And we might need to take back Canada. I hate to give you this.
Whoa.
Because you annoy the fuck out of me.
Whoa.
But we might need to take back just riding the Cavs into the finals.
Okay. You think the Raptors could potentially beat the Cavs?
Potentially the Raptors. Less potentially the Celtics, because I just don't trust
Celtics
them in the playoffs as much
apart.
Yet.
No. They're done.
But potentially,
okay, Raptors.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk to me about the Raptors take, because I have a take on this I think we've already said here, but go.
No, I don't have a unique take. I just keep looking at the standings, and I've dismissed them this whole time.
Right.
But I keep looking at the standings, talking to people. They're playing differently.
Right.
And at first, I thought it was all my Toronto friends just being obnoxious.
Right.
And I was like, whatever. But look at DeMar, man. DeMar got full forearm tattoo. This is a different man. He dunking to win games.
Here's my take on the Raptors. I think I might have already said on the show. They don't get anybody's full effort during the regular season.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
Yeah, and I think that's why they're so great during the regular season, but come playoffs, they just can't seem – like DeMar is a perfect example. Come playoffs, he just can't seem to score. He can't seem to be as effective. And you're like, why the fuck is that? Poor Kyle breaks down emotionally during the playoffs. He's reading, like, self-help books and shit like that. It's like a – it's – don't get me wrong. It's tough. It's the fucking playoffs. But at the same time – you need to – you're paid this money to show up in these big games.
Let me say this about Kyle, because this is something you see. This is going to happen to IT at some point.
Yeah.
Seems like it's happening with Rondo. Normally, gifted players who are good but have mental weaknesses,
yeah,
as they grow up, they kind of grow out of those mental – remember Zach Randolph? What a fucking nut he was. All of a sudden, he just calmed down. At least on the court. He's not getting these I noticed that with a lot of these types of players – once you get older, you just don't got the energy for all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't got time for the bullshit.
So you think that he'll be more
calm?
I think it's potential.
There's potential for Kyle Lowry to calm down in the playoffs and be like, what do I keep freaking out for?
Right. Okay.
28, 29, however old he's. 30. I can't keep these 30.
Yeah.
30 for me, a lot of that shit went away. Yeah. So potentially that's there. I don't know what's going to happen. Again, I haven't seen him play a ton. I hear they're playing differently, but I've always, to this point, I've just dismissed them, and now I think I need to stop.
Look.
Toronto, are you happy?
I want. More than anything for the Raptors.
You are a Raptors fan.
It's my second favorite team.
Yeah.
And I want more than anything for them to go to the finals. More than anything. That'd be amazing. I would love for them to win the finals.
Don't this look like a gay cop movie? Like a gay buddy cop film?
We're looking at a picture of
Sass Patrol.
Sass Patrol. So I would want more than anything for that to happen. I'm a big Raptors fan. Love the city of Toronto. Thank you guys so much for getting tickets to the show. Views from the Sis, April 15th, the Royal Cinema Theater. Sold out the first show. We got some tickets left for the second show. Make sure you go buy that right now, theintersouls.com for ticket link. Okay. That being said, I feel the reason that they get shut down in the playoffs is because they're getting that full effort. For the first time, they're getting that real full effort, and they don't get that enough during the regular season. Right now, the Warriors, every single team that plays them is giving everything that they got.
Yeah, not only because they're the best, but you also hate them.
You hate them, right?
Yeah.
And the Rockets are giving the Warriors everything they've got.
Yeah.
The Warriors aren't giving the Rockets everything they've got. I don't think the Rockets have experienced peak Warriors yet. So they might have some confidence, but come second or third round, wherever they meet, it might be a wrap, skis.
They wouldn't meet in the second round because of the 1-2 seed. It would have to be the conference finals.
Okay, so conference finals. Well, however, the Western Conference.
And I know the smart money is on the old guard.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I had to choose, I would still choose them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now this is the first time I'm finally coming around. All the people who were like, "What about all the Houstonians?" Who were like, "What about the Rockets?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about?
Looking good. It's looking good. Now, yeah, it's looking good. Look.
And we can't ignore the fact that CP3 and James Harden have lost, what, 2 games together?
But we also can't ignore the fact that CP3 and James Harden haven't been the greatest in the playoffs.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. So, also, Mike D'Antoni hasn't been the best in playoffs.
Because what happens in the playoffs?
Defense.
Exactly. Defense starts to happen. Teams start to play up.
And his rotation is so fucking short. I don't know why he can't lengthen it. Drives me crazy that him and Tom Thibodeau refuse to go to their bench. Mm-hmm. They're just stuck in this. Mm-hmm. Tom Thibodeau has ruined Derrick Rose. He's ruining Jimmy Butler. And he just won't. Yep. Yeah, I've ruined 2 of the best, you know, whatever, 50 players we've had in the last 10 years.
Zach LaVine, too.
Zach LaVine. But I'm just going to keep destroying these players for the regular season. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So I think the thing with D'Antoni is his system is built on such specific talent, it's hard to replicate that deep into the bench.
Then give him a rest in the regular season. Lose some fucking games.
Sure, sure, sure. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, if you need a 5 that can shoot threes,
right,
or you need a 4 that can shoot threes, how many guys in the league are doing that at the tick he wants? Especially how many are going to, 1, be on the same team and do it, and 2, be willing to come on the bench and only play. You know what I mean? There are very few people that fit into his system that exist in the world, let alone that are going to be on the same team.
But here's the thing, and Pop does this so beautifully.
Right.
Just play your youngest.
I got a hot take on Pop, by the way.
I'm going to listen to this. But for 16, 17 years, he's played his young guys.
Yeah.
You will get minutes. You will get better.
Yeah.
Come playoffs, you're going to come in handy at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
So many coaches refuse to do this, and I don't get it.
Pop's system is easier to play the young guys because he doesn't require the 4 or 5s to shoot threes.
Okay, cool. But also, Pop will lose games in the regular season.
Sure, sure. But and he doesn't. I'm aware. All I'm saying is, I don't think D'Antoni teams are suffering from fatigue in the playoffs. I think they're suffering from they don't play good enough D for the final round.
Well, I can speak specifically to watching a couple full series when they played the Mavs. The Suns did, and I remember the series the Mavs won. Game 6, they won in Phoenix, and I saw Phoenix hit a wall.
Yeah.
The second half, they were just completely done.
Yep.
You can't. That's not sustainable.
The offense is harder to run when you're playing against tough D.
Very true. But if you got a bench, you can at least give Steve Nash some rest.
Sure. And I guess what I'm saying is, it's hard to have a bench with a system. Whereas Pop has 1 through 3 are shooting threes, right?
Yeah.
So you can get guys 1 through 3 to shoot threes and run around. But his bigs have always kind of played high low in Pop's system. Well, all I'm saying is, it's a little easier to insert players.
Yeah, no, I can believe that. I can't believe it's also hard to have 9 guys on a team that you want to play, 10 guys on a team you want to play.
No, I get it. There's so here's my hot take on Pop. I think Pop, okay, it doesn't seem like a hot take, but just let me go. Pop is trying to lure a free agent. Now, of course, that's what everybody's trying to do, etc. But never before have I heard Pop talk about social justice issues. Never in my entire career.
Did he not last year?
Last year he made a comment. Yeah, sure. Last year.
Yeah.
Last year when he knows Kawhi's contract is coming up in another year. Right? So never before have I heard him talk about this stuff at all. Right? It's not like there hasn't been like issues of racial inequality in America for the last 25 years that he's been working in the league. But never once I hear him speak about it. All of a sudden this year, it's, the players got to speak up and we got to do more and the police got to treat black people better. And LeBron, we'd love for you to be here. And I think that he's setting – Pop is the ultimate coach, the ultimate player mastermind, and the ultimate player I don't want to say manipulator, but guy who knows how to – who wouldn't want to play for Pop because of the winning legacy, but who also wouldn't want to play for Pop because he's the most woke guy out there.
Yeah.
He's the most woke and aware guy out there that supports us and what we got to fight back against. I think Pop knows what he has to say. And I think he's choosing to say it now because he's realizing this is an important part of coaching, whereas 10 years ago, it wasn't. 10 years ago, we could be buttoned up quiet and not mention it. But now he's like, oh, no, I need to show these players that I support these movements. Right? I don't know if it's coming from a completely organic place.
I can kind of see that. couple things, though. One, they signed players to contracts last year that really kind of prohibit them from getting max guys this year. And right. I was talking to my friend who's a big Spurs fan. Shouts to Arjun. But I was saying, like,
maybe they just signed so many white guys, he's like, but I really care about black issues. I know I'm going to sign mostly white guys, but I just want to let you guys know, Black Lives Matter and everything, we're cool, everything's good? Okay, good.
Oh, man. But they signed Powell, they extended his contract, gave him more money for 3 years.
Right.
Big money. They signed LaMarcus to more money.
Yep.
So, like, they're kind of locked up. They'd have to move pieces to get a free agent. Not saying they're not willing to do it, but he didn't clear the space to get guys who can just, you can just sign. But I do notice he's really gassing LeBron a lot.
Yeah, I think he knows it's over with Kawhi, right? Like, everybody's aware of that, right? He's been so mum on that, hasn't said shit.
I hope not, but yeah.
Do we have one quote with him? I mean, you know he's asked every single time.
No, he said something about Kawhi. Like, Kawhi's going to play when he's ready.
When he's ready.
I can't see him playing this year.
We don't have, like, you know he must be asked that every single press conference, every single halftime, every single everything he's asked, and we don't have any soundbite besides he's going to play when he's ready.
Here's how much faith I have in Pop, though. I think the tension between Kawhi and the Spurs does not include Pop, in my mind. I think it's the owner, the doctors, the whoever else. He doesn't like them. Him and Pop are still cool. Or Pop is aware of the fact that, like, I'm not going to sit here and let Kawhi, I'm not going to worsen this, like, this relationship. I'm not going to exacerbate things. Yeah. So if people talk, I'm just not going to talk about it. If I'm upset with him, he knows that. Cool. That's where it stays. He's upset with me. I'm not going to make it worse. We're just here. Kawhi will come back when he's healthy. He's not ready yet. But I do notice he is gassing LeBron.
Gassing LeBron, very social activist-y. I just think he's trying to make it a cool destination to go to because it's not a cool place to go.
It's incredibly uncool.
It's incredibly uncool. You're going to lose yourself within the system.
The best thing about San Antonio is when Charles Barkley makes fun of the fat women. That's the only fun thing about San Antonio.
The city.
Yeah.
I also talk about the franchise. Like, when you go to this franchise, you're a piece of the franchise. Yeah. If you want to be a franchise player, you don't go to San Antonio.
Right.
If you want to be part of a winning system, you go there.
Right.
And he knows he's got to do extra work to lure these players.
Yeah.
It's just I mean, think about it. Like, if you're a guy who goes, it's time for me to have a team. Kyrie was like, I want my own team.
Right.
He's not going to San Antonio.
San Antonio was on his list.
But he wouldn't go there because he couldn't have his team. Like, another example is Miami. Miami, it's Pat Riley's team.
Yeah.
And that's why LeBron left. Because Riley wouldn't give him the fucking keys. Riley was like, yo, we got a culture here. This is what happens here. You fall in line with the fucking
soldiers.
I
don't disagree, but I also think people sleep on how bad that Miami team was when LeBron left. And then the one free agent they picked up was Josh McDaniels or Josh McRoberts, or the fuck his name
is. Yeah, but look at them now. Within a couple years, within a year actually, but they almost made the playoffs last year. They were like a game out or something like that.
And LeBron, this is LeBron's fourth year not playing for Miami, and in that time he's been to three championships and won one.
Sure, but they also lost Chris Bosh to a health injury.
Cool.
I mean, like, you lose two max players.
Cool. LeBron got his ring.
Sorry, you lost three max players in respect to, like, what, immediately turn it around?
The first year that LeBron went to Cleveland, in the playoffs, they lost Kevin Love and Kyrie. They have both of them. I don't know that they lose to the Warriors.
I don't believe they would, but I'm not denying how great LeBron is.
Well, I'm saying he went to a better team. That is a better supporting cast. Ooh. Kyrie and Kevin Love is better than past his peak Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
Maybe I'm confused.
Team wasn't very good when LeBron also leaves bad supporting casts.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with?
Why he left Miami. I think. I think we say it's Pat Riley, but I think that's part of it. But also the team around him was not good. They didn't want to dip into the luxury tax.
They didn't have Love yet. They didn't have Love yet.
Yeah, but they had the number one overall pick.
Kyrie didn't prove shit yet.
We knew Kyrie was good.
Kyrie was scoring 18 points a game, and they were winning fucking 12 games a year.
We knew
Kyrie
was
trash.
Good.
Kyrie had his
own sneaker.
Yeah, but he, as a winner, he was trash.
Cool.
Could he carry the team?
No. No.
Even come close to making playoffs?
No.
Absolutely not. No. So he went to a team that was one of the worst teams in the league and then turned it into a finals contender.
And then he got another all-star.
Sure.
And him.
I'm not denying that. All my point was, is the reason that he left, he didn't leave to go to Cleveland because he's like, oh, I'm hopping on the Cleveland bandwagon. They're killing it right now. He didn't Kevin Durant it.
I think there's a lot of reasons, but I think that was, I think one
he
of
didn't
them
Kevin
was.
Kevin Durant to no, Golden
no, no,
State.
No, no, no. I think.
Worst team in the league.
I think
that.
One of the reasons he did it was he looked at Miami and he saw the moves in because he doesn't make his decision right away. He's always one of the last guys to make a decision. Sure. So he saw Miami. He said, all right, Dwayne is fucked up every playoffs. Chris Bosh, cool. That's it. Who's the next best player on that team? Fucking Birdman? So he's looking. He's like, all right, let me see what they do in the offseason.
Yeah.
They get Josh McRoberts. That's not doing anything. And they got spanked in the playoffs, 4-1. And LeBron kind of, Kawhi kind of shut him down. Then there was no one else. LeBron went Super Saiyan in one game to get a win. No one else can play. They get beat 4-1, get their ass stomped out. He's looking around. He's saying, all right, we don't have as much as the other best teams. Let's see what y'all do. They got Josh McRoberts. And then he was like, also, Pat Riley is not, he's just not going to listen to me. One thing I definitely know, LeBron wants his teams to spend money. You got LeBron, sure. Just dip in the luxury tax. I don't give a fuck.
Because he owns an agency, too.
Yeah.
He's getting a piece of all that.
Of course. I'm not denying any of that. It's
the biggest conflict of interest in the league that everybody looks away from. A lot of people don't know this, but his right-hand man, who is it? Maverick Carter is the one who owns agency or somebody else?
I think Maverick Carter owns an agency.
Well, basically, one of his buddies, which he also owns, is a sports, is an athlete agency, right?
So sports.
They represent, and it's across sports, but they represent guys like, for example, Tristan Thompson.
No, I'm saying it's called Clutch Sports, right?
It's called Clutch Sports. I don't know the name of it. But they represent a guy like Tristan Thompson. So when LeBron publicly says, hey, pay Tristan Thompson more than he's worth, just pay him the $80 million, and he starts publicly criticizing the GM and publicly criticizing the team, he's also getting 3% of that deal that they're overpaying for.
That's a good point.
So, of course, it's in his best interest for them to overpay. Now, does he need this little 3% of $80 million? No, absolutely not. But it is kind of interesting that someone with that much leverage and power over a team also is getting a piece of the
players. That's a great point.
It's like it was like the first person to do it in the television industry. I forget the name of them, but they started a production company, and he was like, well, instead of just managing the actors, why don't I manage the directors? Why don't I manage the light guys?
Mike Ovitz, maybe CAA, maybe?
I forget the name, but he was like, I'm just going to manage everybody, and that way I'll take 10% of everybody that's worked on this film.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
But I still think he didn't just leave because it's Pat Riley's team. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you. There's many different reasons for things. I think it just I don't think we acknowledge how big a deal that was. And to be honest, in terms of longevity, I think Riley made the right decision. You have to maintain a culture. And I know this sounds crazy because whatever team LeBron is on is going to go to the finals, this, that, the other. But if you want your team to be in the hunt like the Spurs are for 20 years fucking straight, and Miami isn't there, but they were close. You have to maintain the culture. Dallas is a great city. Dallas is a great example. Dallas maintains the culture, and they're usually competitive.
Yeah, no, I mean, Dallas, I don't even want to get into just misstep after misstep post-2011, but to that point of maintaining
strong culture.
Nice. Carlisle, yeah, but there's a lot of whatever. But let me say this about
organizationally,
Spurs.
Meaning Carlisle has full support.
Okay. Yeah.
Carlisle can do. There are certain coaches that if they fuck up, all of a sudden they have an illness and they got to step away from the team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Carlisle said, I don't want to play Rondo anymore. Cuban said, all right, cool. Don't play Rondo anymore. That's very true. And that's a big deal. The Spurs, Popovich, there's an article years ago that was written about how he picks players. And it is a cultural, this is the type of guy we're looking for. One of the big things was he can't take himself too seriously.
English is a second language. This motherfucker loves. That's why he hates Trump. He's going to get rid of all the immigrants that play on the Spurs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Build a wall. No.
Can't even feel the team. It's just going to be Kawhi out there by him damn self. But no, he says, I want guys who don't take themselves too seriously. You got to be able to laugh at yourself. Like all these little things.
Right.
And that was the big one I remember. But like there's a specific type of guy Pop goes after that. What he wants to fit into the culture.
Yeah.
That's also what I wonder about him and LeBron is like, as much as I want LeBron to go there. LeBron don't seem to want to laugh at himself too much.
LeBron's going to a major team. He's going to the Knicks or the Lakers. That's all it is.
You don't think Philly? You keep hearing that.
No, not even close. He's going to, I think he's like, I've never played in a major market.
He's not going to the Knicks.
I think he's going to the Knicks.
You're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot.
I think he's going to the Knicks.
Dumbest man ever.
I really think, how much do you want to put on it?
$100?
All right, $100. There it is.
$100.
$100, he goes to the Knicks. At least twice to play them. So, glad we got that $100 bet in the thing. Should we talk some football?
Hell yeah.
All right. Can we talk about how Kirk Cousins
Looks like a fucking Stepford wife.
Dude, this guy's face is so dumb.
Oh, he got, yeah.
Bro, what is it? I'm looking at him and I'm like, why?
He's too much bones.
Is it?
It's too much bones in his face. They just jut out too far. And she just mad bones.
No, but it's the attitude behind him too, right? Like he's always, he feels like a robot, right? Like you're looking, look at this. Look at this fucking stupid pelican face. I want you to get up a bird logo for any team. Get up a bird logo for any sports team.
My man look like, I guarantee even, he like, looks my like. My man it. Look like if Ivan Drago grew up happy.
Yeah. If like, Ivan Drago grew up in Philly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Nah, Philly too angry. Like, he grew up in Minnesota.
In San Diego.
Yeah,
he's San Diego Ivan Drago. I want look at just get up any picture of a bird that is a sports logo. Get up the Pelicans. I guarantee he looks just
you
like
look
that.
Mad birdish,
dude. Any bird with teeth. If you can find a bird with teeth logo. Guarantee he's going to look like him.
He looked like the Pelican.
If you look at him in any interview where they're asking him, he's on autopilot. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm feeling great. Really excited about the organization. And my wife is really excited about it. And our kid is really happy. Just brings up wife and kid no matter what. He's trying to do what he thinks an ideal quarterback should do. And it comes across so phony.
Nah, he's super religious, I think. I think he's one of those guys. I just let Jesus take the wheel. He's mad religious, this guy.
I've seen religious dudes that don't act like that.
No, but there's some guys who just kind of let religion speak for them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's always white dudes like
no,
this.
No, I grew up in Texas. Yeah, I know. I know these white people that are just like, they grew up in the church, and then they're just kind of like, you just kind of are the church. That's just, the church defines you in so many ways that you don't necessarily stray from any of those thoughts or whatever.
Yeah, but there's something phony about it. I've met plenty of religious people that I don't find phony.
No, yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I just think that's what it is.
Do you have a bird logo?
Here's what we need to talk about, though. All jokes aside, while we do this is potentially the most historic signing in NFL history.
Why?
Because it's the first time a contract has ever been fully guaranteed.
For a bird. This is the first time a bird will have a fully guaranteed... For a quarterback?
Ever. Any play.
No, there's been one-year deals that are fully guaranteed.
1 year. Yeah, a multi-year deal.
So it's a multi-year deal fully guaranteed.
Because what they normally do is, hey, here's a 6-year, $140 million deal so that you can say, I got the biggest deal. And then the guaranteed money is $50
million. Right.
And then once the guaranteed money is up, your contract is up. Now, this is only a 3-year deal. But just the idea that now there are fully guaranteed deals, that precedent has been set. Aaron Rodgers not taking the deals not fully guaranteed.
All right, so how much do you think Rodgers gets?
I mean, he's going to get $100 million plus guaranteed, I think.
He is that.
If you upset him, when he's right before he screams, you like that? That's how his teeth are grinning.
Bro, look up the New Orleans Pelicans. Just get that up as well. I want everybody that's looking at this, just Google a picture of Kirk Cousins. You don't even have to write Kirk Cousins smiling because those are the only pictures that are going to show up. And then I want you to Google bird. And this guy looks like every fucking bird that you've ever seen. Just look up bird. Kirk Cousins bird. Go to images. Hold on. Let's see it here. Oh, forget it. Whatever. Google let us down. Pieces of shit. Google you pieces of shit. Anyway.
In any case, yes. 3 years, $84 million, fully guaranteed. And I think the Vikings were smart to make this deal. I think he's better than Keenum. A lot of people don't.
Keenum went to...
Broncos. I have the terms of the contract. It's a two-year deal, $36 million.
And... any interest? Anything exciting happen in the NFL? Anybody get beaten?
No. Just free agency. And there's a couple teams that are doing interesting things. The Jaguars, I think, are smart. They signed a really good guard. Huge deal. 5 years, $67 million.
I don't know anything about these like offensive guys.
Here's the thing.
Line guys.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The offensive line is... The Lions win games.
I know that's the most important. I just can't say, oh, he's really good because what you do is push things.
No, and it's hard to define how many wins a guard is
like,
worth.
How do you even are good at it? Like,
yeah, I know.
How is it even that hard? Just stay in front of him. It's just like a windy day with an umbrella. Do you know what I mean? It's just like push it at the wind and then it doesn't turn inside out.
I mean, yeah, if the wind was 300 pounds and incredibly
honestly,
fast.
Honestly, I feel like I could stop those guys. I'm being dead serious. Oh, No, like, think about it. All they're doing, they can't even get a running start at you.
I don't even want to entertain
this. No, I want to seriously have this conversation. Because I've watched football. I was like, how do you get by you? Just go put your hands on his tits.
A lineman.
Put your hands on his big old fat this. Fucking tits.
I don't even want to do this.
Look, they got that little stance where they're like down. And they got their little fingers in the ground. And they, you know what I mean? Those stupid fingers in the ground. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And then when you hike, they come running at you. Oh, this is what I would do.
This is what I would do, right?
Right.
Let's say, for example, so the guy's got his little stance.
Right. Right. Right.
And when you say hike, when the quarterback says hike, he's going to run at you.
Right.
So what I would do is, I'm trying to get the mic right here so I can do it. So I'd pretend to be like this, and the other guy's down, right? And then right before the quarterback said hike, I just kind of raise up a little bit, grab his head, push him on the ground. If I'm the offensive line, that'd be my move, and then you could never stop me.
Oh, yeah. No, it's unstoppable. It's unstoppable.
I mean, look.
Just a little shove to the ground.
Just, no, you push him like that, because he's already down. He's got his knuckles in the grass. You know what I mean? Maybe it'd be hard on turf. What?
Why is it harder on turf?
Because the turf got a little bit more push, so you can get a little bit more push out of your knuckles.
So he can react fast.
Exactly, he can react quick. All I'm saying is, honestly, I think being a guard, like, I get it. You're fat and, like, kind of athletic. But I feel like just stay in front of somebody like that. Boom, like that. And then put your hands straight. Like, what do they even lift? What do they even work on at the gym? Just, hey, can you put your hands straight? Yeah. Are you 300 pounds? Yeah.
Oh,
all right, guys, good work.
I can't wait till Andrew runs into a lineman.
Listen, we need. There's certain things we need to have. We need to have a full event.
Yo, you know what I'll do? If I run into an offensive lineman, you know what I'll do? I'll walk the other way, and he won't know how to catch me because all he knows how to do is back up with his hands like this.
Okay.
That's what I'll do.
We need to have a flagrant two field day.
Oh.
Like, straight up competitions.
First of all,
Andrew and the WNBA player.
I want an offensive line. I want a D lineman. Because I know that little swim move that they do. You know that little cute-ass move where they try to go under your arm? I already seen that coming, fam. Like I seen it. Like, that's light work for me. The second I see you go for the swim, guess what I'm going to do? Backstroke, put it back on you.
Here's what I would like to do.
What?
I got homework for the Flagrant 2 listeners. Homework.
Yeah, here's some homework.
So dick pics to Alex, number one.
Oh, come on.
70 is embarrassing. It's embarrassing on your behalf that we asked for support. And
we only got 70.
And less than 1% of you send this man a dick pic. Number two, everybody tweet at Aaron Donald and mention Andrew and say this dude is talking wild shit about how he could stop you and it wouldn't be hard.
All right.
And let's see if we can set that up.
First of all.
Just a little one-on-one.
I didn't say I could stop him.
Couple times.
I didn't say I could stop him.
That's a defensive lineman.
I said I could do what he does.
No, he's a defensive lineman.
Oh, no, that's different.
So you would have to stop the defensive lineman. So you would be the offensive lineman.
Oh, I could do that.
You got that, right? You got that. It's light work.
If I got Paz.
Yeah,
if
sure.
If I don't have Paz, it'd be, like, hard. But you think... Nah, because I'd be, like, worried about getting hurt a little. Yeah. But if I had the pads...
Oh, you worried about getting hurt?
Because here's the thing.
Damn, you pussy.
You don't even... I am worried about getting hurt. I'm 34. I was at an intramural game the other day, and some guy was like, yo, don't be rushing at me like that.
So you literally think you would have an easier time dominating a line in the NFL than an intramural basketball game?
Can I just tell you what happened at the game? So... The fucking guy, we both went for a loose ball. He goes, yo, don't play that shit anymore because he thought I was aggressive. And I started walking towards him. I'm like, yo, I didn't do anything like that. And his teammate got in front of me. And I was like, bro, I'm not doing anything. He's like, yeah, but you're walking toward him aggressively. And I was like, I'm 34. Like, I'm not going to fight. Like, I had to explain to them there's no way in hell I was going to fight. My point is
what did I say to that?
He kind of laughed. He was like, oh, yeah. Because we're all 34.
Yeah.
Like, it was just an old man game, you know? But
if you got 34-year-olds and I am, you definitely got... Offensive line, like, you got that.
Fam, all I'm saying is my quarterback. How you going to get to him? You know what I mean? Like, that's my quarterback. Like, you're safe with me, you bird-looking fuck Kirk Cousins, you fucking cardinal.
Oh, man.
Real talk.
Yo, this has to be a video.
No, but for real.
Tweet Aaron Donald, guys.
Honestly? I'll stop the both of y'all from getting a quarterback, just me one.
It's me, though.
At the same time.
Anybody can stop me.
If y'all...
There's mad women out there who can stop me. Whatever. She don't impress me none.
I've been in the gym, though.
No, Alex, I know. We've been seeing you, bro.
Alex been in the
gym. If the way to get to the quarterback was to do, like, upside-down push-ups, then maybe you could get to the quarterback. But or pull-ups, but not me. Bro, I just don't understand what y'all understand. You're going to run around me. No. Think about it. Because here's one strategy, right?
Yeah.
You could run around. You're not going to run through me. That's just gravity, right? I just use gravity with that one. Look.
Right? So I already thought about it, right? So check it, right?
Look. So here's the thing. Here's the move, right?
If you could run through me. You could run through me if... You could run through me if I had both my legs straight towards you. If I was like a catcher. Then you could run through me. You just push me over. But if I know that you're trying to run through me, you know what I do?
What?
I take one leg. I put it right back here. Now I got kickstands.
You're not tipping over this bicycle. You know what I'm saying? So I got my leg. Yeah. What? Yeah. I got my leg right here. So, real talk. So, and then you try to come through. All I got to do is this. Boom, got you. And if you try to do that move where you run around, it's all I say to my quarterback. Hey, stay in the pocket. Because the pocket going to be protected.
Yo.
That's what I would say. You could run around. So if this is the quarterback right here, you could try to run around me and then maybe get him back here.
You know what's sad? What? Is most New Yorkers, this is the opinion of their opinion of football. Like,
first of all,
how they talk
have
about
you
football.
Ever played football growing up?
Yeah. I grew up in Texas. Was I good? No.
Well, I never did. So I'm saying this.
Me neither. I just want to say yeah. And fuck you.
All I'm saying is I feel like I could do that shit, yo. Come on.
Literally zero chance.
So how is he going to get
you
by me?
You weigh 180 pounds.
585. How is he going to get by me? How is he going to get by me, son? How?
Literally with one hand.
With how? Doing
remember,
what?
Remember when you got slapped by that wrestler on Guy Code? How much that yeah. shit hurt?
That shit hurt hella.
They're not strong enough or good enough to play in the NFL. Most of them are failed NFL athletes.
That's true.
These guys are the best of the best. Literally, with one hand, they would just move you to the side.
But I could stop that guy from getting to my quarterback, my quarterback. I could do that. I could stop my... I could do that.
That's hysterical.
You really don't think I could stop someone from getting to my quarterback?
I do think.
If he was mine? If he was all mine? If the quarterback was all mine? I got.
Fam, yeah. Real talk.
Yeah.
You skinnier than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but if he was mine?
Kirk Cousins look at your chest like a bird chest. He's like, this motherfucker got a bird ass chest. Yeah. He look at your chest like his Meek Mills.
Yo, my chest goes with his mouth.
I know. That's my point. How you going to hold up?
But seriously, if he was all mine. Like, if Kirk Cousins was just all mine.
I hate that you commit so hard that I have to address it. Otherwise, we're just not going to talk for 10 minutes.
I'm just saying, if he was all mine, if he was my quarterback, he was 100% mine. It was just, you know, all of us.
Yeah, no, you got that. You got that.
I'll protect him.
You got that.
I would keep him protected.
You got that.
Yeah.
Point is, I think the Jaguars are building a smart team.
What's a Jaguar?
Jacksonville?
No, I know what the team. But you say Jaguar, not Jaguar?
I think it's the Jaguars are building a smart team.
But you say Jaguar, not Jaguar?
Jaguar?
Yeah.
What am I, a cuck? Jaguar?
Jaguar is how like...
Jaguar is like you're getting your mouth ready for a dick.
First of all...
Jaguar.
Is always ready. No, but Jaguar, that's like how like English people say it.
No.
I mean, if you...
Jaguar. That's how they say it in the commercial.
Jaguar.
The
Jaguar.
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 Why are you speaking like the colonists, bro?
Nah, man. Jaguar is southern, bro.
Jaguar. Jaguar.
Yeah, dog.
Jaguar.
I'm talking through and through.
Okay, fine.
You want to talk any more NFL or have you ruined
it? You know all the NFL shit. You got to bring with the NFL. I'm just out here trying to protect my quarterback. Motherfucker is mine, son.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so teams I think actually did a decent job. I think the Jaguars did a decent job.
Yeah.
I think saving a lot of money on a quarterback and then investing in other places is a smart move.
Yeah.
I think the Jets made a stupid trade.
I relate to them on saving the quarterback.
You gotta protect. That's your quarterback.
Yo, son.
That's your quarterback.
Son, that's mine. Son, that's mine. Hey,
Hey, for real? Hey, no. Once I sign that contract, yo, you're not even going to tweet about my quarterback. Oh, you're not even going to hashtag it. Nothing.
You're protecting like Jimmy Butler. You're the Jimmy Butler of the squad. Yeah. You don't want no smoke with my quarterback.
That's mine.
He's mine.
Yo, you know how I talk to my quarterback? Huh. I go, did you get some good snaps at practice today, Mr. Quarterback 1? All right. Mr. QB 1?
I'm done talking football. I'm done talking football. What else you want to talk about? I'm all sports out at this point.
Oh, I know. I have to get a little silly. I want to know what's going on in your life, man. It's so private, bro.
Ain't much worth talking about. I'm not getting my ass eaten.
Yo, bro, I'm telling you, that's the new wave, man. Fucking get your ass eaten, man.
Andrew Schultz, starting a movement.
Yo, I got to say thank you so much to all the fans that came out to the show in Austin, man. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, yeah.
That was so dope.
That shit was right before the bombings.
Yo, I got out there right before the bombings, man.
Yo, my homie texted another homie on a group chat.
Yeah.
That were all comics, and it said the headline you just cut out, serial bomber and destroying Austin. And he said, my man, are you in Austin? Where are you getting on stage?
That's funny. Good. Yeah. Except, wait, did people die or no?
I don't know. We couldn't give less of a fuck as comics, so it's really just a ruthless
business. So I don't know what happened.
I know there's a serial bomber, and I do want to know how much longer Austin's going to keep being this liberal.
Yo, can I tell you something about Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Very liberal state, very little city, horrible customer service.
Really?
Because you've already spoken about how amazing customer service is in the South.
Yeah.
Specifically Texas.
Texas is great.
I've gone to Texas and your word holds true. Phenomenal customer service. Almost a caricature of customer service if you're a New Yorker going there. You grew up with it, but you can imagine what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, call me, hi, sweetheart, can I get you some tea or anything?
Okay, baby.
Like, men talk to women in a way that would be considered sexual harassment here, but it is zero. There's zero sexual harassment agenda
with it. Sexual energy about it.
Like, the guys will say to women, thank you, sweetheart, thank you, babe, or something like that. Yeah. Maybe not babe, but one of those things. Like, it totally polite, but it's just part of it. Austin was like New York, dog.
Liberals, man. The worst customer service.
It might be a liberal thing. You're underpaid.
You can't just accept that you're stupid and this is why you have this job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why you a waiter, fam. It's what you can do at the moment.
Yo, I'm dying.
Yo. I mean, if you could do better, you would, but you can't, so make the most of this.
Yeah, call me sweetheart, bitch.
Yeah.
Yo, I
mean, a bunch of Isaiah Thomases out there.
Yo, for real, stop being IT.
Yeah. This is your lot in life. You weren't qualified enough to do better things.
So make the waffles.
So if I ask for water with no ice, it's not a big deal.
Yo, I was shocked.
Really, that's sad. I don't like Austin. Everybody else loves Austin. I don't.
Well, here's the thing I will say. The crowd, I was expecting it to be like super PC.
See, this is interesting because that's what I expect too. I'm like scared to do shows in Austin.
Everybody told me.
Yeah.
Everybody, oh, they're so PC and so whatever. But I told them, we got the idiots coming. We got the assholes coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let me tell you, these people did not give a fuck. They were almost excited.
Really?
Like, I do, there's a big, good chunk of my set is about like trans and shit like that.
Right, right.
And just mentioning it, they were like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was, they were like, finally, someone's going to tell, just give another opinion on this. It's not the same thing we're told to think every single day.
You know
day.
Where else we saw that?
Where?
Trump.
Wait, what's that?
So for 8 years, America was just told how to
think.
You can't say this. You can't say this. Every celebrity who says anything inappropriate, Twitter starts to chirp and they apologize. Yeah. Here comes this guy who's like, nah, I'm not apologizing. And also for the first time in 8 years to white people in the middle of the country, he's like, hey, you're not pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Things aren't great for you. I'm going to fix them.
Yep.
But also just, I'm going to talk like I want to talk and fuck everything else.
Yeah.
And it's a catharsis of finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, yeah. No,
someone is saying the shit that I've had to push into the deepest, darkest parts of me. Thank God. And that's Austin. They force it down your throat.
Yeah.
bunch of Nazi ass cucks.
Yo, son.
Oh, man.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. People in Austin, they told
really
me.
Really react to that word Nazis.
Yes.
I don't think they actually kill Jews. You don't have the heart to kill Jews.
No. You're saying. No. I need to clarify what you just said because people are going to mishear you. What he's calling is these PC liberals Nazis. That's what you're calling.
Yeah.
He's not. It kind of sounds like you said that Nazis didn't kill Jews and you don't think they had the heart to do it.
I didn't hear that, but I didn't hear that.
That's what I just want people.
If y'all heard differently, that's not what I said.
Okay. I don't want people to misunderstand.
I'm not like a Holocaust denier or a God forbid celebrator. I'm not fucking crazy.
Yeah. But you're just saying, whatever, fuck these.
I just used the term Nazi to describe how oppressive I thought they were, but it was obviously a joke.
Anyway, the people that came to the shows were fucking, they were dope and it was great. And thank you guys for coming. I appreciate that. We got maybe we should just plug some shit right now. I'll be in Toledo, Ohio this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Toledo Funny Bone. And then I'll be at Rochester.
What are you doing in these random ass cities?
So I try to experience something cultural there.
That's a good move.
I treat it almost like I'm Anthony Bourdain.
That's a good idea, for
sure. I'm like, okay, what do you guys do? Yeah. I don't have any judgment. You know me, I'm not, as long as it's truly you,
yeah.
I don't judge it.
Right.
I'm judgmental of like phoniness.
Right.
Right? If I think you're being phony, fuck that.
Yeah.
If you are truly being yourself and yourself is a drug addict piece of shit, I can completely accept that.
Right.
Right? So, like when I was in Columbus, I went to the Arnold, which is this huge like workout convention, and like I tried to see if I could meet Arnold Schwarzenegger, but just see what the fuck was going on.
Right.
And I don't know, I haven't looked up Toledo, but usually every city has like a cool little vibe. Not every city is going to be New York, and not every city is going to be like Dallas or whatever like that. That you know has barbecue, but every city will have their own unique.
Yeah.
Usually it's food shit.
Yeah, I'll always try to do the food.
Right. Yeah. That's so it's like. Thing. And that's what I try to do in every city. If I don't do it, I get so fucking depressed.
Oh, it's miserable.
Because I'm isolated. Comedy is the weirdest thing. You speak to 300 people a night, so you think that you're talking to people, but you're not.
No, you're lecturing 300 people.
Exactly. It's not, your brain doesn't translate it as true human interaction.
Right.
Like, but it tricks you into thinking you are. But by day three, you can be in the city like, I haven't talked to anybody.
Yeah, it's a real fucking lonely thing.
It can get lonely, yeah. So I force myself to go out there. I see if the openers want to go and get food and like want to go check out the town a little bit.
Right.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes I hang out with fans that come to the show and they're like, hey, you want to come out and drink with us or whatever like that? Or you want to come do some shit? I'm like, yeah, try to play basketball. Mm. That's what I do, yeah.
Guys, I got to take a real bad piss. Can we just pause this for a second?
No, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah. But let's say some dates.
All right, I'm going to just plug this one more time. Show is coming in like 9 days by the time you hear this. Friday, March 30th. That's a good Friday, so you got the day off. If you live in New York City, assholes, come through to Caroline's, 7:30 and 10 o'clock, the American-born Desi Comics. Funny-ass show. We got some great comics on the lineup. Special guest, Aparna Nancherla. She's a big deal. Also, this girl, Monrock. She a beast. Good friend of mine. So it's going to be a hot show. Come through Caroline's. You can get tickets at carolines.com. March 30th, 7:30 and 10, two shows.
I'll be at Toledo the 23rd through the 25th. Then I'm going to be at Rochester, the Carlson, April 5th through 7th. Then Gotham Comedy Club, April 13th and 14th. Come through, okay? Hopefully Akash will be in town. He can come through. Then the 15th, I'm going to be in Toronto. Second show, tickets are still available. Less than 100 left. First show sold out, so go get those tickets. Then I'm going to be in Philly the 20th and 21st. I'm going to be in Dallas the 26th and 20th. Philly, I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club. Dallas, I'm going to be at Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas the 26th through the 27th. Then I'm going to be in Plano on the 28th. And then I'm going to be in Houston on the 29th. So 26th, 27th, 28th, and then 29th. I'll be in the fucking Texas area, man.
That's what's up.
You should come.
I might
what are
do
you
that.
Doing?
I might
you
do just that. April, late April?
You could do all the shows with me
I might
if you
do
want.
That. Late April?
April 26th through 29th.
I might do that. I got to be there early May anyway.
Then there's no reason why not to do it.
Yeah.
So we could do
Let's
all the Dallas.
Stop this off air because I'm just leaving.
Go pee. Okay, bye. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Spread the word. Go to flagrant2merch.com. Buy some shirts. I keep seeing people with the shirts that come to the live shows. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for supporting what we do. It's that real live shit talk. that analysis by assholes. The army is strong. March with us.